Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, happy Friday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We have made it to the final broadcast of the week, and wow, do we have a lot going on. A lot happening here on the Todd Starnes radio program, and where do we start? Wow, where do we start? So, I want to take you back to last week. We're going to hop in the Todd Starnes radio program's mobile time machine, and we're going to go back to last week. And I want you to think about what we were talking about on this program in the moments as the attack on the U.S. Capitol was going down, as they say, and all you know what was breaking loose. We were providing analysis and sharing news and information with you in real time. And at that moment, I said something, and I offered a word of caution. And I told folks to hold up and don't rush to judgment, that typically, whatever the mainstream media narrative might be, normally changes when all is said and done and all the investigations are concluded and all of the evidence is presented. And I warned you at the time, as the folks over at CNN and MSDNC were out there saying that Trump supporters were attacking the Capitol building, that the president had ordered the throng gathered on the Ellipse and the Washington Mall to attack the Capitol building. I cautioned you that it may not necessarily be true. And of course, as we have gone on, I've continued to share that concern with you because, again, we don't know. We don't know what happened. We don't know if this was some sort of a random occurrence or if this was some sort of a well-coordinated plot. Well, now we're getting some inkling. We're getting some information that would prove that the original mainstream media narrative was flat out false. And quite frankly, I suspect many of you have been snookered by the mainstream media. Yes, I said snookered. Now, we're going to go through this for the next little while, and because there are so many other stories we've got to get to. But I now sincerely doubt that this was some sort of a Make America Great Again attack. Last night, word came out that one of the individuals that was involved in the attack was a leader of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Now, this is important. And the reason why that particular nugget of information is important is because the FBI told us unequivocally that there were no members of Antifa, there were no members of Black Lives Matter that were involved in the attack on the Capitol building, that it was that everybody involved was somehow a Trump supporter. Well, now we know that is not true. And we know that not based on news reporting, but based on affidavits that have been filed by FBI investigators that we have obtained. And many of you that are watching us on our live stream, howdy do, you can see in my hands, I currently hold the official affidavit and the criminal complaint and the arrest warrant of one John Earl Sullivan. Now, a few days ago, I saw the reports. The local reports coming out of Salt Lake City that this guy was a bad dude, that he was involved, and that he was there. But we held off on sharing that information with you because I wanted to make sure that the information was accurate. We don't want to add to the fake news that's out there. But now we know that this guy, John Earl Sullivan, who identified himself as a journalist and was there videoing this, was doing a lot more than just videoing. It turns out he is not a reporter. He has no press credentials. He works for no journalism organization. Now, he told the authorities that he was there just to film what was transpiring, but now we know that was not the case. And what I love about this affidavit, so this guy, he's a talker, this one, John Earl Sullivan. This guy's a talker. If he would have just kept his trap shut, he wouldn't be facing any charges at all. So it turns out that he was working in cahoots with a documentary filmmaker associated with CNN and National Public Welfare Radio. It's unbelievable. So now you literally have collusion between CNN and one of the BLM protesters that staged the raid on the Capitol. Now, we have acquired some audio, and I want you to hear, this audio of the man known as John Earl Sullivan, a.k.a. Jade Sacker X, as both he and his friend were breaching the Capitol. Cut one.
I'll give you a hug now. We did it. You were right. We did it.
Dude, I was trying to tell you. I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to watch my chat. Is this not going to be the best film you've ever made in your life?
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Wait, you weren't recording, were you?
Oh, yeah, he was recording, and the moron didn't remove, he didn't, like, delete the video. He turned that over to the FBI. He was telling the FBI agents, hey, look, dude, I've got all this video showing all the Trump supporters attacking and the shootings. And the FBI was like, oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Do you mind if can we get a copy of that? Oh, yeah, man, I'm going to send that over to you, dude. It's pretty awesome, man. And he sent it all over, including the video that showed that not only was he filming it, but he was encouraging people. As a matter of fact, there is a moment when you can hear Mr. Sullivan uttering these words, we about to burn this S down. We gotta rip Trump out of office. Effing pull him out of that S word. We ain't waiting until the next election. We about to go get that MF-er. The mother fornicator. That's what Sullivan can be heard saying. Does that sound like a Trump supporter to you folks? So my question is this. Why was it the FBI went out there almost immediately and tried to lay all of the blame on the Make America Great Again crowd when, in fact, the Make America Great Again crowd, as we now know, had nothing to do with this? Now, there are a couple of other developments that I want to share with you. Something doesn't sit well about this whole thing now. And I just want you to, you've just got to step back for a moment, and I want you to think about all of this. We've got a bunch of puzzle pieces, and we're putting the puzzle pieces together. We don't have all of the pieces just yet. The big picture is not clear, but I want to suggest a theory to you. Is it possible, is it remotely possible, that to radically change the narrative of what happened in the presidential election, is it possible that a conspiracy was hatched to attack the Capitol, to blame it on Trump supporters, and to get rid of the President of the United States? Is that possible? And the reason I ask that is because what is it no one's talking about anymore? It's voter fraud. Nobody's talking about what happened during the presidential election cycle. Nobody. As a matter of fact, Republicans used the attack on the Capitol as a way to wiggle out of their support of the president. So I'm just wondering, is it possible, is it remotely possible that there was something else at play here, and what they told us this was all about is really not what this is all about? Now, I want you to think about something else. We had word late yesterday coming down that Congressman Ted Lieu from California said that as they were in fear of their lives, they immediately, what did they do? Now, let me just point this out. Let me just ask a question. Where's Grace Baker? Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You have a rampaging mob.
Yes.
They want to kill you.
Oh, no.
And you're in the Capitol building. What do you do as a person? What do you do? If the rampaging mob, they're going to kill you, they're going to rip you asunder, what do?
Run and scream for help.
You run and you scream for help. Well, Congressman Ted Lieu did not do that. Thank you, Grace Baker. You can turn your microphone off now. That's not what Congressman Ted Lieu did. As a matter of fact, I think anybody, unless you're from Texas, where you stand your ground and you grab the nearest piece of furniture and you beat the living daylights out of the mob, I think the average American would do the same thing. You would go and put yourself in a place of safety. But that's not what Congressman Ted Lieu and the Democrats did. According to the reporting that we shared with you yesterday, Congressman Liu and his colleagues, instead of running away, they got together and they immediately began to talk about how to impeach the president. Now, I want you to think about this. All hell's breaking loose. You got a rampaging mob that's breaking down the front doors of the Capitol building, and Congressman Liu and his friends are, oh, guys, you know what we need to do? We need to impeach Trump. We can blame this on Trump. Who does that? Well, the Democrats do that. There's another report out. This is the reporting of the Washington Post. The Washington Post now says that there is evidence this was not some sort of a random thing, that this was, in fact, a well-thought-out, well-coordinated, well-funded attack on the Capitol building. Well, if that's the case, then President Trump has nothing to do with what happened. As a matter of fact, if that's the case, why was he impeached? And I'm wondering, based on all this new information coming out, that John Earl Sullivan, a member of Black Lives Matter Antifa, was involved. I'm wondering, now that we know through the reporting of the Washington Post that this was a well thought out and pre-planned attack, do all of those Republicans, Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, and all the rest of them, do they want to renounce their impeachment vote? So what exactly did they impeach the president for? A lot of questions, folks. There was some nefarious stuff going down. And I have no doubt that some of these people are, in fact, Trump supporters. But the idea that this was a plot hatched by President Trump, and that, by and large, that crowd on the Washington Ellipse was the one who attacked the Capitol building, it's just not true. It's just not true. Now, I understand that everybody these days has their own version of the truth, that truth is no longer absolute, that truth is irrelevant. I understand that. But it doesn't change the facts. And what is the fact? The fact is that we still don't fully know what happened. The fact is we do know that Trump supporters were involved. We do know that Antifa was involved. We do know this was some sort of a well-coordinated attack. And we also know that CNN and NPR, National Public Welfare Radio, were colluding because they had a videographer on scene encouraging and coaxing people to break the law. So why isn't CNN taken off of Twitter? Why isn't CNN taken off of social media? Why aren't we banning all of their reporters and journalists? Why aren't we doing that? So we're going to be talking about this today, and I'm curious, do you think we're getting the full story here, folks? Based on what the information I have shared with you, the facts as we now know them, what do you think really happened last week? 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, breaking news about Twitter. He's going to be here on the program. Got a great show. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, our good friend John Solomon over at JustTheNews.com, they've got a new survey up. I'm not sure I believe these numbers, but I will share them with you for the sake of your knowledge. According to JustTheNews surveys, and this is with Scott Rasmussen, 74% of Republicans, they were asked in political terms, would you describe yourself more as a Republican or a part of the MAGA nation, the Make America Great Again nation? And that has been the big question of the political cycle. Will the conservatives, the Make America Great Again crowd, will they continue to support the Republican Party? Now, according to the Just the News survey, 74% of Republicans say they identify as a Republican. Only 19% of Republicans say they identify as part of the MAGA nation. Now, I'm curious about that, and what? How do you consider yourself? If you are a Trump supporter, are you more aligned with the Republican Party, or are you about to give them the heave-ho or the heave-ho? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, and again, going back to what the Republicans have been doing to this president, Franklin Graham, one of the most prominent evangelists in America, is facing fierce attack from Republicans after he blasted Liz Cheney and the other Republicans who voted to impeach the president. And Franklin Graham compared their behavior to that of Judas Iscariot, the guy who betrayed Jesus. And Franklin Graham, and you can read what he wrote on our website, toddstearns.com. Franklin Graham said he wondered what Nancy Pelosi agreed to do for the 30 pieces of silver. It's a fair question to ask, in my estimation. All right, let's go to the phones here. Rhode Island, beautiful state, our good friend Miss Carlotta. Hi, Miss Carlotta. What's going on?
Well, definitely MAGA Nation. And I would say Mitch McConnell is more the Iscariot than Nancy Pelosi, you know, for the 30 pieces of silver. But what I called about, you know, Donald Trump is like a little lamb around Melania. And wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if Jill and Melania tried to or convince their husbands that they are welcoming the incoming president to the White House because they do have something in common, the peaceful transition of power. And just like the Italians and the Germans during World War II on Christmas, they celebrated a truce. The next day, they went back to killing each other. But for that day, they were celebrating something.
Well, that's a fair thought.
Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if those two women could carry that off?
So you're saying, you know, Biden and Trump, they're going at it like cats and dogs. Let the women, let the two ladies, let them get together, have some sort of a peace treaty, and have some iced tea or something there in the Rose Garden.
Egg or whatever, indoors, outdoors, whatever. Go to the
It's a little chilly, so indoors.
Yeah, just shake hands, whatever, and then the next day go back to being enemies. But the two men do have something in common, being the leaders of a nation that celebrates the peaceful transition of power.
Carlotta, that is a wise word and a good thought, and thank you for calling in today. Thank you for listening. You know, to her point, and how, you know, there is no doubt the nation is literally divided, and it's been that way for a long time now. And I'm wondering, how do you fix that? What is the first step to fixing the breach in America? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. If you'd like to watch the show, you can do that. Just go to our live show blog, the video up and running at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, folks. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us today. By the way, there is a big push among Democrats in North Carolina to have Congressman Madison Cawthorn removed, expelled from the U.S. Congress. The guy just got elected, and they already want him out. And it's because of comments he made at a Turning Point USA conference. And now they're suggesting that Cawthorn, who was in a wheelchair, by the way, he was in an accident, paralyzed, but they're blaming him for the attack on the Capitol. Can I just say, this is nothing more than a blame every Trump supporter, blame every Republican for what happened. That's what this is. And if you're not careful, if you're not careful, the perception will become the reality, which is why every single conservative in America needs to push back fiercely over these accusations that all of us are a bunch of white supremacists and terrorists. Got to do it. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Myra, hanging out with us from Arkansas. Hi, Myra. What's going on? Hello, Myra. All right, let's go to Joanne in North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Hi, Joanne. What's happening today?
Well, I just listening to everything, brokenhearted about everything, not necessarily the loss. I thought that would break my heart. But the one thing that Biden said when he was running was he wanted to be president of all the country. And in the last few hours, of all the people, in the last few hours, he has divided us even further. And I would appreciate it very much if he would remember what he campaigned for, that he was going to be president of all the people to bring the country together, because he certainly isn't doing it.
Well, that is...
I guess that's it.
No, that's it, Joanne. And again, you know, if you want to talk about who is dividing the country, you're right. I mean, Joe Biden... just a few days ago, compared President Trump to the Nazis. I mean, there is no attempt at civility. This is not about civility. This is about smearing Trump supporters and silencing Trump supporters.
Well, see, that's another thing, that talking about not letting them get jobs, not letting them, almost persecuting half the country because they supported President Trump. And I'm sorry, but I feel like he's kept his promises. He's done what he said he would do. I probably would have said, let me rewrite your comments to Twitter. But I think he's done everything he said he would do. And it breaks my heart even further that now they're after him again. And probably I won't live to vote to 24. But they've tried to fix that. And that's another reason to break your heart, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 4 years, but we're all scared to death. And the Democrats, I have Democrats in my family, and they feel like this was the right thing to do. So I told them I'd talk to them again in a year, and not until then. Thank you.
Joanne, great comments, and you sound like a great American patriot and an amazing lady. And I think you've got a pretty good peg on what's happening in this country right now. Look, folks. If you think the Democrats are going to come together, join hands, hug each other, and sing kumbaya, you got another thing coming. This is about payback. The mainstream media, they want to punish you, and it's not over yet. They want to punish you for electing Donald Trump. That's what this is really all about. Let's go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Mike on the line. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Todd. Hey, I want to vote for MAGA, definitely. America first. You know, I voted for Reagan way back when because it is, you know, patriotism. When I was 18 years old, I just realized I was a Republican conservative, I thought. But I think I've always been an American first guy. I've always been just for America. I believe in the founding documents. The Constitution is phenomenal. It's Declaration of Independence, all of just our history is just terrific and the greatest country ever. So I think we get to start a party that is a patriotic party. I don't know if you call it America First or MAGA or what you call it, but the Republicans, you know, are kind of globalists. You know, we keep appointing these so-called conservatives to the Supreme Court that are really just, you know, globalist light. That's all they are. They're really not true American patriots, in my opinion. You know, the last three, Robert. Well, I'm disappointed with Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, who everybody thought was going to be the savior. You know, I mean, he should have appointed Cruz and Hawley to the Supreme Court. It would have been a whole lot better off.
You know, Mike, one of the little known stories up on Capitol Hill is who was the guy whispering in the president's ear about the Supreme Court nominees. And my sources, which are pretty rock solid on this, tell me it was none other than the vice president himself, Mike Pence. Mike Pence was the guy who pushed Kavanaugh. Mike Pence was also the guy who pushed Gorsuch. That makes me a little nervous, to be perfectly honest with you, Mike.
Yes, and I just thought there was way too much hopes. I mean, nothing against Amy Coney Barrett at all as a human being. She's probably just a wonderful, great person. But is she, you know, is she truly an American patriot, or, you know, what is she? I mean, you know, I just find that, you know, these, a lot of these Republicans turn out to be globalists. They have an outlook that is different from, you know, from us that, you know, just believe in America. You know, our allegiance stops at our border. It doesn't go beyond our borders to some, you know, to Europe or to the UN or to whatever. And it just seems like a lot of these so-called Republican conservatives, I guess we can call them that because I don't want them to be that anymore. I don't want to be a Republican conservative anymore. They've let me down my whole life. Exceptions, Reagan and Trump. That's it.
Mike, I hear you. And there are a lot of people that feel just like you do. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. And he's right. Mike is right, folks. The Republicans have betrayed us, and now they are literally turning their back on the president. And there should be something needs to be done about that. And you get to send the message on what to do about that. By the way, Nancy Pelosi just saying that any lawmaker who aided in the riots last week could face prosecution. And there are reports out there that some Republican lawmakers were somehow involved. I do not believe this. And what I suspect is about to happen, the Democrats are going to use that riot to try and take out some of our good friends like Andy Biggs and Louie Gohmert and Congressman Mo Brooks. And we're not going to let that happen. They start expelling Republicans from Congress. That's not a path they want to go down as a country. That's not going to end well. All right, I think we have Myra back with us. Hi, Myra. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I just want to say that, you know, when you commit a crime, like breaking into the Capitol, they cannot blame Trump for their actions. That is their consequences. And this other thing is... Biden does need to get in there. I didn't vote for him. I wanted Trump. But he does need to step up to the plate and say, let's come together as a country, a loving Christian country. The thing is, these people that are in, these politicians, Republican or Democrat, I don't care what you are, where is the goodness? Where is your heart? How do you lay down and sleep at night knowing that you are attacking these people that supported Trump? That is pure harassment. That is against the law. And they should be able to sue these people that are doing them harm. That is completely wrong. And let me tell you, that Nancy broad, she really needs to go. I am sick and tired of her. I don't know how she got back in office. But all those people that voted for Democrat, they're going to reap what they sowed because they're going to find out real quick. They're not going to have freedom of speech, religion, fly their flag, or anything. I'm a veteran of the United States Army. I am a Christian, and I'll be damned. If these people continue this, God is coming back. That's what I think is fixing to happen. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. Keep it up, Democrats. Reap what you sow.
Wow, Myra. Wow, I love what you said. What did you call her? That Nancy broad. Good for you. Good for you.
I don't like her.
I don't think she's going to send you a Christmas card, Myra.
That's just be fine.
All right, Myra, I like the way you think. You're feisty, you're a fighter, and best of all, you're a patriot. Thank you for serving our country, and thank you for serving our Lord, too. Good lady right there in Arkansas. And I'm telling you, I think the media has... Look, let me step back for a second. I want to share this bit of news with you. The media underestimates us. Do you know, according to the latest numbers coming off of Wall Street, Facebook and Twitter have lost $51 billion. $51 billion since they dropped President Trump from the platform. You know what that tells me? You people are shutting off your Twitter pages. You people are shutting down your Facebook. It's pretty phenomenal. All right, real quick, let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris. I understand you want to ask a question about the Nazis.
Yeah, and I could be way offline here, but I know when Trump supporters, when Trump first came on the scene, they compared him to Nazis and Trump supporters to Nazis. One of the things I've noticed is, didn't last week's attack on the Capitol resemble the burning of the Reichstag back in Germany? They blamed it on the Jews,
Chris,
but it was actually...
It was the Nazis, yeah.
It was the Nazis. And now they're blaming Trump supporters when it actually seems to be Antifa kind of led it, and Trump supporters kind of followed into that crowd mentality and just went along with it. But it was not led by Trump supporters, I don't believe.
Chris, can I just... Chris, let me throw something out here. Let me ask you a question. This is just you and me talking. Just don't worry that we've got a couple of million other people listening right now. Just you and me.
Yes, sir.
When you saw that guy, the 33-year-old bare-chested guy who lives with his mother wearing the hairy horns, talking about, you know, crying in jail because, you know, they're not giving him organic kale chips. Do you really think that guy was a Trump supporter? I mean, come on.
I do not. I do not. And I also want to know if President Trump, in his speech last week, supposedly motivated all these people to attack the Capitol, and now he's being impeached for it. Why does Maxine Waters not impeached? She literally told people to go out, harass, and commit violence against Trump supporters.
And they did. And, Chris, they did.
And they did.
And better yet, what about Senator Bernie Sanders? Remember, it was one of his supporters who nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise at the Republican baseball practice.
And they take no responsibility
That's right.
for anything they do.
That is correct, sir. You are absolutely right. Chris, it is it's a brilliant comparison you made. And I know that the left gets very upset. You can't bring up the Nazis. You can't talk about the Nazis. Well, you know what? Well, I will say this, Chris. We're going to have to skedaddle because we're late for a break here. You've got the Democrats out there, and what do they always say? Oh, the Republicans are the racist, when in fact it's the Democrats that are out there running around in blackface and wearing Klan uniforms. The Democrats are out there saying, oh, the Republicans are the Nazis, when in fact they're the ones that are burning books, shutting down businesses, and causing mayhem. So typically, when the Democrats are out there accusing you of being something, they are projecting themselves on you. That's all I'm trying to say here. Chris, thank you for calling in. Give us a holler back, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, coming up, looks like the UK is really about to crack down on this China virus nonsense. You better pay very close attention because what's happening over there is going to happen over here. It's not looking good. Also, Joe Biden is going to go ahead and destroy every small business in America, says he's going to, as part of the China virus package, wants to force you to pay your workers at least a $15 minimum wage. And that is pretty much going to destroy every small business in America. And we're going to get into that a little bit later on. Also, coming up, Jen Kearns is going to be here. The owner of a New Jersey gymnasium that defied government leaders reopened. The government came in and took every single penny out of their bank account, $165,000. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be tough over the next 4 years. It's going to be mighty tough. By the way, President Trump is apparently going to declassify a lot of FBI memos tied to the Russia collusion hoax, Obamagate, and also to one of the impeachment witnesses. This is a big deal. I was talking about this last night on social media, and I think what the president needs to do is release every single piece of classified material. Declassify everything. Let it all get out there so the American people can see what the media and what the Democrats have been doing to Donald Trump. What say you? What do you think the president ought to do here? 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Barbara in Benton, Arkansas, one of our favorites because she feeds us. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hey, Todd. I'm doing great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm not depressed over our president because this is what I believe. As a follower of Christ, I believe that God is fed up. He has put every stumbling block to show people what the Democrats are doing, and nobody's listening. So he's just going to turn it over to Satan, let him run it, put Joe Biden in, remove our president out of the way, and God is going to have his way. And we are going to be the victors. It may be a little tough at first, but you know what? I grew up on a farm, Todd, and I picked cotton from the time I was 5 years old. That was tough. Using them outdoor toilets when it was 20 degrees was tough. We are Americans. We can persevere. But we better get down on our knees, and we had better get right with God.
Barbara, I think there's a...
hell.
So, well, I'll tell you, you have to imagine the good Lord on election night just looking down at the results and saying, all right, you people are on your own now. That's it. We're done. There is a thought to that, Barbara, and, you know, it's a good thought, and I think we do have to understand that God has his hand on America, but God can also take his hand off of America, and I'm afraid we might get a taste of what that looks like come next Wednesday. Hey, Barbara, we've got a skedaddle, but I just want to say thank you. Barbara was so kind. She made us at least a pound of homemade peanut brittle, and I'll tell you something. Claire and Grace were fighting each other. I've never seen it. It was ugly. Fighting each other over that peanut brittle. So, Barbara, God bless you. Hey, folks, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Jen Kern's coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.